It's 4:00 p.m. and you know what time it is. It's time for How You Doing Thursday. It's time for that Raw Hoss the Next Level show. So hit that thumbs up and watch the show. And guess what? If somebody tells you to do something, you say, get out of here. I'm looking at the Raw Hoss the Next Level show. How you doing?
Man, oh man. We are about to go down with this one. And I mean, it's about to go down. It is about to go down. Now, if you don't know, you're about to know. I'm just sharing this everywhere because I know people are going to want to hear about this. And I see 619 sharing the link. Thank you. 619, I appreciate you. Man, you're way on top of it. You got me everywhere. Big shout out. Actually, you know what? Hold on a second. I got to take care of this right now. 619, congratulations. You have been promoted to a mod. Thanks for spreading literally like everywhere I was going to put it on there. I'm just like, here, let me do it here. Let me do it here. I'm like, wait a minute. It's already there. Big shout out to 619. Man. Okay. So I don't know what's up with my camera, but check this out, guys. For you guys who are in the audio, you guys don't know, but if you guys listen, if you guys watch it, I normally have my lights off, but notice how much darker I am. I don't know why it's doing that. What do you prefer? Do you prefer dark Rojas or do you prefer, I don't know, grayed out Rojas? Woo, here we go. I'm posting this to a couple places also just in case anybody is interested in listening to this because, woo. Shit just hit the fan. It literally just did. I'm putting this on Twitter too, because yeah, maybe some guys will come on here and okay. So first off, let me just say hi to everybody. And of course, actually. I am missing
the next my BFF. Level.
No next level today. Big shout out to Next Level. He's taking care of a lot of stuff right now. He is one busy guy right now. Let me tell you guys, he's taking care of some stuff. And I'm sure when he's ready to talk about it, he'll come here and talk about it. But just want to say big congrats to him. Go handle your stuff. So. What the hell is going on here? Oh, okay. My bodyguard's in the house, Mibzin. How are you doing, Mibzin? How are you doing? Yeah. Hold on. Okay, so yeah, there's just a couple guys that like texting me saying like, "What's going on?" So just telling them just to jump in. So yeah, what's going on, guys? First off, everybody who's out there, say what's up. Make sure you guys do smash that thumbs up. Always appreciate you guys when you do. It helps the channel. Big time. So, and yeah, make sure you guys do share this with a friend. There's going to be some people that are going to be very, very interested on what is going on right now. So say hi to the chat. That way I could shout you guys out. So real quick, I'm going to go through this real quick. Oh, big shout out to everybody who's done donations, by the way. It helps the channel drastically. So big shout out for everybody who has, I've emailed several of you guys and always appreciate it. So, Real quick, just saying hello to a few people here. C-Flow, what is up? 619. Big ups. Congrats on the promotion to a moderator. So I appreciate you sharing the link literally everywhere. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Brad's like, hey, if anybody wants to check it out. Actually, you know what? Let me share this on Tanya's group because I know she would be interested to listen to this. Yeah. So Cyclone, what's up? Nicholas, Lawrence, what is up? Shrink and Sharing, how are you doing? What's up, Billy? G Torres, Lou SoCal, what's cracking? Stuart, what's up? Kike Alamo, what's up, man? Any advice on some alternatives? We're going to talk about some stuff here right now, so just give us a minute. Evelyn Exuma, how are you doing? That's an interesting last name. Exuma, am I saying that right? What is that? I don't think that's Spanish, is it? It's not Mexican. It's not Spaniards. No, I don't know. Portuguese? I don't know. Interesting. So Gio from Portugal. ¿Cómo estás, hermano? Canuck gal, what's up? Mibzim, bodyguards in the house. You guys better behave. Red Lantern, what's up, brother? Craig, what's up, Craig? And my chat just went pew. What's up, paper plate? Some words of wisdom. Everyone make sure to tap, smack, or punch that thumbs up in the face. Be sure to subscribe and ding the bell too and click all so you get those notifications. Don't miss anything. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Brad, thank you very much. That's if you guys want to follow my Telegram group, that's where I'm at. Renee Lewis, what is up, man? Tech Nick, what's up, dude? Did I miss anybody? If I miss somebody, please say hello and I'll try not to miss you. Drill, what's up, Drillbit? That's a cool name. What's up, Drillbit? Oh man. Ooh. So what in the world is going on with FileLink? And as you can see the title, FileLink shut down by Ace, breaking freaking BS news. This is confirmed. Confirmed. And let me do this. Let me do this first. So I don't even know where to start. Okay, everybody knows what the FileLink website was. FileLink.com. Is that fair? Yeah. I gotta share this, guys. I gotta share this. So I'm gonna come here and just go FileLink.com. So I'm going to FileLink.com. This website is no longer available due to copyright infringement, blah, 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 blah. Do not put yourself at risk. Here's a little countdown thing. Alliance for Creativity and Entertainment, ACE, and it redirects you in 3, 2, 1. There's the new site. ACE works to combat digital piracy and protect the creative marketplace. The Alliance of Creativity and Entertainment is the world's leading content protection coalition dedicated to combating the illegal acts of digital piracy that harm the thriving digital ecosystem. So as you can see here, there is Foxtel, Grupo Global, HBO, Hulu, Lionsgate, MGM, NBC Universal, Netflix, Paramount, and it's just going and going and going and going and going. Everybody that is part of this streaming, look at this, Sky, Sony, Stars, Studio, Babelsberg, no idea, STX Entertainment, Telefe, Telemundo, Televisa, Univision, Viacom, Warner Brothers, Amazon, AMC, Apple TV. Like, this list is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And you can see everybody who's on there. It just keeps going. It's like, it's pretty much everybody. Everybody. And I don't know how else to say that. Everybody. Everybody's in here. Everybody is in there. What's up, Troop Troop? Good to see you, man. Good to see the troopsters in the house. Whoo. Take a deep breath, guys. Take a deep breath. You got your VPN on, right? Oh, man. And there's some stuff about VPN okay, so today's episode is Let Me Explain Something to You. Season 2, Episode 2. As you know, Next Level and I have been doing this now this is the start of our second year. It's freaking insane. Yeah. Has anybody heard about this? Anybody heard about this? Now, here's the crazy thing about FileLink. FileLink never... what's the word? They never hosted anything. And I mean... they really never hosted anything. It was... imagine having a website. And you have this website and you put links or redirects to maybe a server, maybe a different website. And yeah, that's pretty much what it was. FileLink was just a redirect to other servers, to other things. Now, why are they not going to those servers or to those redirects? That's the most important question. And I have the answer for you guys. By the way, if anybody out there has any questions that you guys want to ask based on this episode, based on what I'm talking about, please post them in the chat and I'll address them as it's going through. And I got some more information here. Big shout out to Doc Squiffy, by the way. He just hit me up on Twitter. He said, LOL. My gosh, here we go, guys. Any questions that you guys got based on what we're talking about, post them and I'll address them. Very, very simple. If you have thousands of FileLink codes, or even better yet, I'll make it simple. If you got 20 FileLink codes, 20 is not a lot of people. One person could easily be like, you know what? I could email those 20 people and scare them off. I could email those 20 and say cease and desist. I could do that. But why did they not do that? Why did they go to FileLink and said, hey, you're done? It's very interesting. Very, very interesting. So if you guys remember, back in June, FileLink, which it was kind of like of course the Fire Stick is the biggest one that everybody talks about, but Fire Stick is so popular with the term jailbreaking, maybe. But FileLink just made it really, really easy to get whatever you want. Which is interesting. Very, very interesting. So check this out, guys. And this is very simple. Richard Ferguson, I see your response. Too many people. No. Maybe. But I'm leaning more towards they had other reasons why. What happened? And this is very, very easy to like to digest. Imagine somebody out there has a FileLink store. Anybody, doesn't matter who it is. And they shut that person off. They could easily go and get somebody else, right? Easily. What's up, Digital? Good to see you. CFlow says, we have a rat in the community. No, it's not that either. Here's the crazy thing. Instead of going to the biggest, I don't know, three people or five people of FileLink and cutting them off, because there's still more, they just went after FileLink and said, let's just shut FileLink off. And what happened to YouTube and what happened to forums? What happened to websites? What happened to Reddit? What happened to, what happened to every single platform when people we're talking about, where can I get this in FileLink, or who has the best code in FileLink? What happened? And I'll give you a really good analogy. Lights are off. Cockroaches are out looking for food. I'm not calling you guys cockroaches, by the way. You go and turn on your lights in the kitchen, and you see cockroaches everywhere. The cockroaches are like, the lights are on. What happens? Thank you, Oscar. Right here. They all panicked. Everybody flipped their lid and had no idea. Literally. It was like this.
Oh my gosh.
It was insane. People literally lost their minds. Literally lost their freaking marbles. Run. Oscar's on a roll. Run. Explosions. Oh man, it was crazy. And this is exactly right. Go for the main dealer and the whole deal crumbles. And what's funny is, again, Filelink's not hosting anything, but because Filelink was a platform that everybody was using, what's that term? Cut the head of a snake, and then what happens? So, yes, they might have scared a lot of people, but there's still things that popped up afterwards. You know what I'm saying? It's just nuts. And yeah, this is exactly right. Filelink was the easiest tool to, quote unquote, jailbreak. They want to make it harder for you to find a way. That's exactly right. That is exactly right. Evelyn's asking, what happened to NewTek? NewTek's still around. He made a new channel. If you do search NewTek or NewTek Evolution, you'll find his new channel. But he's back. He's there. Yeah, and you know what? This could be partially true. Too many people throwing out there on YouTube. Websites. Here we go. Idiots making YouTube videos. It's insane. But here's the thing. Like, think about this. It's not just YouTube. It's not just the YouTubers. Man, like, yeah, true. Like I always say, man made, man can break. It is crazy. It is crazy. So the thing about a VPN, and this is something that actually Nextlevel and I were on the phone yesterday talking about this. And we're going to do some extensive research. And I mean extensive research before we have a conversation on this topic. Terms of service for some of these streaming apps have a blanket overview and some are very specific. For example, Netflix. You can no longer use a VPN for Netflix. If you do, they will shut it off. They actually have their terms of service updated saying that you're not allowed to use a VPN. Some other streaming apps are not doing that though. Will they? Probably yes in the long term. Currently, they're not. But Netflix is the one that's moving the ball on this one. So things like, I think Stream Locator, things like VPNs, like there's a lot of things that you could be in a different country and still view your Netflix from wherever you purchased it. And you know what? I'm actually going to see if I can get a rep from Netflix, and I'm going to get a rep from Disney and Hulu, and I'm going to try to get reps. I want to have this conversation. If I purchase Hulu in the United States, but I'm a traveler, my job is to travel. My job is to review places. So if I take off and I go somewhere and I want to watch my paid subscription, but I'm not in the country that I paid for it, but I, my job is I travel. I'm always out. Can I use my paid subscription? And that's what I really want to find out. Netflix is saying, nope, you can't use a VPN regardless of where you're at. I don't know what the other apps are doing. Stream Locator for the win. Hey, review coming soon. You don't need a VPN. You only need this. Now, I know someone's going to ask me like, dude, can I get this one from you? You guys got to email me. RojasEntertainment@gmail.com. You know it. I've already had people hitting me up. So first person that hits me up. But yeah, FileLink now, guys. It's so as you guys know, Torrent Freak typically is the first place to find out about certain things. They're typically the first place to find out about stuff. So 43 people watching, smash the thumbs up, 27 thumbs up, smash that thumbs up, guys. Come on, let's get in here. So check this out. This is an article from Torrent Freak. FileLink was shut down by Ace. Can replacements avoid the same fate? And this was Andy Maxwell was the one that made this article. Hello, Andy. We got to give these Torrent Freaks some freaking credit here. By the way, not promoted by Hint, but Hint water, zero calories. It's actually really good. No sugar. Check this out, guys. So this article written from Andy that apparently works with Torrent Freak. They barely like check this out. It's now confirmed right here. It's now confirmed that the powerful, and I'm not going to say the whole thing, but Ace took FileLink down. They confirmed it. Now, if you go just a little further, it says in June, FileLink kind of just disappeared. No warning, no announcements, no nothing. It was just dead silence, literally. And a lot of us were kind of wondering, like, I wonder if, it was like Marvel's what if Ace did it? So it was earlier this week. It was literally like, it happened like yesterday. If you went to the main FileLink's main domain, FileLink.com, and its former domain, droidadmin.com, it would redirect you to Ace's website. And it was just announced yesterday that Ace confirmed that it was indeed behind the closure of FileLink. Let that sink in, guys. Let that sink in. So what do you do? What do you do? And this is very, very funny. Once a popular bulk downloader tool for Fire, Amazon TV, and Android devices, FileLink app was used to sideload applications. Specifically, users could install pirated applications on their Android devices via unofficial sources. And this is what Ace is reporting. This is what Ace is saying. Not Torrent Freak. Torrent Freak is reporting what Ace has reported. And I continue. Again, quotes from Ace. This service was popular in both the US and in Europe, running operations out of phrasing Germany. They actually have the place where FileLink was born, being produced, being hosted, being, I don't know what the word is, like wherever they bought their website. And if it's there, that's everything pointed to there. So it was, they just followed the rabbit hole. They just followed the rabbit hole. And of course, here they're going to be talking about what now for FileLink replacements. What does this mean? So right here, without being privy to the details of the cease and desist sent to FileLink, it's difficult to know on what basis ACE claimed the operational to be illegal. These services don't link directly to copyrighted content like movies and TV shows. Neither do they, and I quote, usually host the apps that ACE is concerned about. Those are not the only issues at play here. So intent is significant. So this is very important. This is very, very important. Intent of is what they're saying of, because this was intended and built by for the specific, and I quote, massively popular torrent applications. That's why. So now what? What's up, Cody Man Themes? Good vibes here. What's up? What's up? If I missed anybody that said hello, say hello again. I'll shout you guys out. So this is nuts. What do we do? It says LimeWire, right? Does it say LimeWire? It does say LimeWire. What's up, Dubar? How are you doing? How are you doing? So just tread very, very lightly. And I know there's, what is it? OnlyFans. They were going to shut down because it was just made for one thing specifically. And now they're trying to replace it. And then now they kind of made a U-turn on stuff. I don't know what's going on with OnlyFans, but there's just a lot of things that we just need to be very, very careful of. Very, very, very careful of. So, yeah, OnlyFans is staying the same. Yeah, they did a U-turn because a lot of people, I guess, went ham on them. They pretty much complained to them and said, dude, you guys can't not do this. Yeah, too much money to lose. So, yeah, LimeWire, FrostWire, Napster, there'll always be a new way of doing something. This is true. Now, what do we do for... what do we do as far as I know YouTubers is one of them, and I can't talk on behalf of every single YouTuber out there, because the argument has always been it's legal. There's nothing illegal about it. Does it become illegal if it's an accomplice to things? That's the question. Now, with FileLink, it seemed like, okay, this is what happened. And then now it's been confirmed that it's been taken over. Did ACE come in and, I don't know if you want to say pay these guys to be like, hey, you know what? We're going to pay you to shut it off. We're going to pay you to take over the domain. I know, because they're saying this thing was in Germany, and Europe's laws and regulations are very, very different. Based on, I don't know, Mexico, the United States, Australia, Canada. They're very, very different outside of Europe. Would this have happened if it wasn't in Germany, but it was in somewhere else? The Americas, I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? And this is very, yeah. You get charged with aiding and abetting. I assume that applies to any legal situation. I would agree. I would assume that it would too. But here's the thing. If that's true, if this is true, why is it that I can go to Google and search. Why is it that I could go to Google and search this stuff? And I could, and it'll, you know, Google search. I put it in Google search and boom, there's like 50 links of different sites, different places, like everything. Why isn't, you know what I mean? Why does Ace not go after Google themselves and shut it down? Very interesting to think about. So I have to agree with this statement too. They may have bought it. They may have bought it. And then it could be like, ooh, wait a minute. And then we could be all looking like fools right now, like Ace might have shut them down back in June. And you know what? Maybe back in June, filing could have been like, you know what? I'm done getting these cease and desist. I don't want to do this no more. I'm done. And as soon as they shut their whole thing down, Ace probably could have come in and said, hey, can we buy it? We'll give you $100,000. And we'll leave you alone. You leave us alone, we leave you alone. Google does get DMCA takedowns. But you can still search for stuff. So they're not. Google ain't doing a good job. So, yeah, very interesting on what to do, what not to do. Yeah, Ace, you mean 100 mil? They could. I'm sure Ace has, if Ace has every single company within their, I don't know if you want to call it back pocket. Because all those companies, I'm pretty sure they outsourced them and said, hey, can you guys help stop this? And I'm pretty sure they're paying a nice premium. It's Hollywood. It's just about everybody that's in Hollywood is there. And it's not just Hollywood. It's like outside of Hollywood. It's interesting. It's very interesting. So I would suggest, personally, just don't do videos on this stuff, because at the end of the day, what's going to happen if there are, I don't know, like, do you guys remember back with Droid, actually right before Droid Admin was around, there was websites out there that you could find stuff in, and people were getting takedown notices on websites saying, hey, you guys need a, or you know what, you're not allowed to host this. We're going to shut down your site until you fix it, until you clean it up. And it could be something simple. It could be a song. Be like, hey, you know what? I have this song. I bought this song. I'm not sharing it. I'm just hosting it here. They're just like, nope, can't do it on our platform. What do you do? Google also F's over content creators while allowing scam bots. That is very, very true too. Very, very, very true. So now what? I'm almost pretty sure now that FileLink is gone, that they're looking for the next. Yeah, exactly what Richard just said. You just read my mind. I'm sure they're looking for the next number one APK. Yeah. I'm sure of it. It's also where the website is hosted. Yep. They're going to take those down too. Octavia, how are you doing? Have I seen, I don't think I've seen you, Octavia, for a while. Smack that thumbs up. I was second and nobody was in the chat. Shh, don't tell nobody. So 619, I think they're hosted in Germany. That's the thing. They're saying that this directed them to Germany. So now what? Now what do you do? And right now, yeah, I agree. There's not a lot of number one file linked replacement apps, but there are a lot of other options. And if people continue doing the same thing, they're all just going to get shut down one at a time. I know people were even trying to use Linktree. I'm like, you can make your own website and do the same thing that Linktree is doing. Why are you going there to pay for a premium? You're not being protected. There's no types of protections there. None. Zero. So what do you do? What do you do? Now, I will say this. I've talked about Hulu, and I'm not passing digital payment. I got my Verizon. I got my stuff through Verizon. And I have my Hulu, my Disney, my ESPN. I'm good. And Lee TV actually was on the live show 2 days ago. If you guys missed it, you guys need to watch that show with Lee. And that show, we were actually talking about Superbox. We were talking about the Superbox. It's called Don't Buy the Superbox or Driving Box or Monster Box. It's garbage. I'm going to put with Lee TV because Lee was there with us. And he says, he's like, you know what? He's like, I have a few paid subscriptions. I got my, I think he said Dazen, Netflix, and he has like a paid live TV from the UK. I forget what the company is called. And he says he doesn't spend that much money and it's good. There's ways of doing this without bypassing. And of course there's ways of doing it bypassing. I can't even say the word, but everybody just has to be very, very careful with what you're doing and what you're not doing. I think what they're doing is they're just trying to squeeze everybody little by little by little. Netflix started doing it and I love how Netflix, Next Level said this. They're cutting their bottom end. Everybody who's sharing an account, everybody who's VPNing, all that stuff, they're cutting their bottom end because everybody who wants Netflix will now get it. Everybody who now wants to view it wherever country they're in, then they're going to get it. CocoScope. What about CocoScope? Just move on to something else. You can't, because imagine if everybody does CocoScope and they're just like, this is the best new file linked replacement. What happens? Those videos go viral. And then what happens? People will find them. And then what happens? Bigger people will find those videos too. did you guys know back in the day, actually, if you know what Kodi is and you actually used it when Genesis was around, press one. If you know what Kodi was and used it with Genesis, press one. If you didn't use Genesis, press two. And Oscar is saying everyone's using Rumble. And see, that's the thing. It doesn't matter where you go. If you do exactly the same thing, those videos will then go into your Google search. If you go to Google search and put file link replacement and all those keywords and tags and hashtags and SEO and everything is proper, it's gonna pull up in Google search. And when you do that, that means it's gonna be found and exposed, and it's gonna be the end of that pretty quick on Rumble or wherever it goes, bubblegum. So lots of ones that they've heard on Genesis. Now check this out. If you guys, okay, here's another question for you guys. Press one if you know who Husham was on YouTube, or still is. Husham's still around. But do you remember Husham way back in the day explaining what Kodi was and some of these streaming apps? Press one. Press one. There we go. Bunch of ones again. Lambda back in the day. Oh man, that's a name I haven't heard of in a while. Now, if you guys know Husham, if you don't know about Husham, actually, if you go to Beyond the Streams, this podcast, and search Beyond the Streams Husham, you'll find two episodes that we did with him. And I remember this very, very specific. When we had him, Next Level and I had him on the podcast and we were interviewing him. Okay, so a few people don't know who Husham is. Husham is like old. He's like an old OG. Like he's the OG of the OGs. If he wasn't one of the first, he might have been the very first from way back in the day to start on YouTube and do these type of videos and blow up. Others came and also blew up. Some surpassed him, but he was one name that just about everybody knew within the Cody scene. Husham said that celebrities, that he would be watching TV and celebrities would be doing a commercial or they would be vlogging, throwing up a video on YouTube or on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, freaking MySpace when that was around. Xbox with the K app. I think you can get the K app now on Xbox too. I think they brought it back. But are you kidding me? He was explaining how Husham was watching TV and a celebrity was there talking about something. And then he had Genesis, or she had Genesis, the actor or actress had Genesis Cody in the TV in the background. They would be walking by and you would see Cody. You would see somebody's build. You would see Genesis, the add-on. Insane. It was insane. There you go. Thank you, Shrink and Sharon. There you go. There's an episode if anybody wants to watch it. Celebrities were using Cody. They were using Genesis. They were using these stuff because people like middle class, lower class, they're just like, why do I need to pay hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars to watch TV a month? Screw that crap. And that's how this whole thing freaking exploded. But celebrities that make millions of dollars were saying the same thing. Why am I going to pay hundreds of dollars? I don't care if I make millions of dollars. Why am I going to pay hundreds of dollars if I could just watch it for free? And they were doing the same thing. And it's funny because it's just like, wait a minute. By you doing this, this also hurts your pocket, doesn't it? Maybe not. Maybe not. So, yeah, his background effects look like a newscast studio. Yeah, he did that like a little bit later down the road. He started at first just with him and then later on added like a little studio looking place. And then he did the news and he did a lot of stuff. Husham did a lot of crazy stuff. But I remember when we had that conversation, he said celebrities used to do this. And I was thinking about him just like, you know what? That's true. That is very, very true. So, and back in the day, there wasn't a lot of YouTubers. Like, there were very, very few people that were doing it. There are some people that were saying like, oh yeah, I found about Cody back in 2015. It's like, Cody was around way before that. XBMC, way before Cody. You know, just think about when Xbox came out. That tells you how long Cody's been around. It's been a minute. Man, I remember Joe Nobody, Dimitrology. Hey, Dimmy is still around. We did an interview with Dimmy. He still has his YouTube channel, Dimitrology, and he's got another one called Tech is My Passion. Check them out. He still has his channels up. He's still doing some stuff there. Good guy there. And Joe Nobody's around. He's just not on YouTube anymore, but he's around. He's doing good. Troop. Yeah, it is crazy. Now, here's the thing, and this is a very interesting question from Stuart. Do you think the K-op will be shut down? Microsoft owns it. Microsoft owns the K-op. Let that one sink in. Let that one sink in. Will it? They're going to have to go after Google and find out what in the world is going on. Will they go after Telegram? That's another one. Here's the thing. Telegram is in the radar of a lot of major companies right now. And actually, if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, make sure you guys are subscribed to the channel, because we're bringing you guys a lot of, I know there's a lot of content. Sometimes we do like what the hell episodes. We do some random BS that we find online, trending things on YouTube, streaming news is one thing. There's a lot of stuff that we cover. Everything's all tech related. So make sure you guys do subscribe and follow us, because we've talked about that. There are several big companies that now have Telegram in the radar because of that reason. Very interesting. Very interesting stuff. Da Butcher, Shrink Insurance says, I found Da Butcher through Husham. Yeah, I've known Dabs for quite a while. Yeah, no open source. Nicholas says, Rojas was my first YouTuber when he used to use the Cody builds. That's how I found everyone. And I was doing those builds way back in 2015. It's been a while for me too. I just did a crazy pivot. And I'm still trying to fight YouTube on some stuff. So it's, the thing is, the top tutorials. Yeah. He changed a lot of his content. But he's still around. So they can go after Telegram. And actually, there was a group that used to talk about movies and TV shows, and they used to put links. That group got shut down. Next Level and I know of about a dozen groups that Telegram shut them down. And some of them weren't even giving links for stuff at all. They weren't giving links. They were just talking about it. Like, and they shut them down. Was it Marcos? It could have been. Even ASBYT, yeah, he changed his content very early, though, before anybody did. He was one of the first that said, I'm out, Cody. No more. I found Omi through Husham. Yep. So is it possible? Yes. On my Telegram group, the Rojas Reviews, so I do have the Telegram, Rojas Reviews. I don't talk about anything that I know can get anybody in trouble. And when somebody does post something, I normally have mods that will delete it right away. I'm like, nope. I'm like, this is a public group that anybody could join. So nope. Don't do it. Don't do it. So I have the group in there. I try to drop in every now and then. I'll drop in some coupon codes or discounts, or I'll do some updates on videos. But when it comes to specific stuff like that, I try to stay away, because you just never know. You just never know. Oh, here's a good question. What happens if Cody builds gets shut down? Some were getting shut down, but I think that kind of goes to the same thing with APKs. There's just so many builds out there. So instead of like this is what they should do if they're trying to shut down builds. They need to shut down Cody completely, which means they have to go after Microsoft. Will they go after Microsoft? They might get that. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Microsoft did get some DMCA notices for Cody specifically. Cody's website, they've had, what's it called? They have forums that says, hey, if you do add-ons or like do this or builds, we don't do that stuff. Don't come here talking about that stuff for us, because we don't, you know, we're going to block you. They don't mess around with any of it at all. But Cody's website, their official website, if you try to message them, they will shut that down pretty quick. And I mean very quick. They've done it in the past. And they'll continue doing it. They've kicked out groups out before too. TV add-ons. I know TV add-ons got in big trouble. And then they kind of switched their tune and said, okay, we're going to delete everything that you guys are asking us, and we're going to do official stuff. So they did like some news apps that were legit and free. They did some YouTube. They made certain things that were like legit available on Cody, if that makes sense. But the only way to shut down builds is literally going through every single person individually, finding where they're at, shutting down their hosting sites. But to them, that'll be more work. They got to go. They're going, you know, just like how they're shutting down FileLink, they went up to the bigger dog. That's how they do it. Crazy. What's up, Mike? There's a Mike that joined the Rojas Telegram group. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I just said welcome. Yeah, nuts. I don't know. I don't know. And I'm getting text messages right now and emails like, dude, what's going on? Cody No Limits. I think she's still around, but as something else, I think. I'm not going to give you info, Red Lantern. Sexy voice. Use add-ons, no need for builds. Yeah, well, to each their own. Just depends if you know what you're doing or not. But yeah, I just be very mindful. It's crazy. I just put the like you know, just looking through Torrent Freak, and that was the first thing that popped up. Filing shut down by Ace. Now what? Crazy. And there's some more news. There's some more news coming soon that we're going to be talking about. What the heck is this? Oh, man. I'm not going to touch this one. I am not touching this one. So if you guys are interested, I'll just say this. Troop's going to shut down Cody. We're not going to go down that route again, are we? Dodgers won, man. Dodgers been killing it. So if you guys want some good reads, just go to torrentfreak.com and you're going to find all kinds of stuff. I just found another one that I really want to talk about, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to touch it. Yeah, it is insane. It is insane. Just the stuff that I'm just pulling up right now. There's just so much stuff out there. So if you guys go to Torrent Freak, you guys will be able to find all kinds of stuff that's like, wow, shocking. And there's some very, very, very shocking stuff. Yeah. I'm going to shut down Heyday. Don't do it, Flick Chick. Don't do it. What's up, Black Top Auto Media? What's cracking? Padres have been killing it as bench warmers. Oh man. Okay, so yeah, like this stuff is, just makes my brain hurt. Like a lot of stuff happening. I'm going to give a, what is it, 56 minutes? I'm going to give it a four minute quick fire. Any kind of things that you like, just throw your questions out. That's related to the subject, throw them out there. I'll try to answer them within the 4 minutes. And then we're going to start wrapping up the show. It's, yeah, if you guys just go to tornfreak.com, I'm telling you guys, there is just a lot of crazy information out there right now. And I mean some crazy information. And I'll do, you know what? I'll do you guys one better. So that way some of you guys that know a lot of stuff about stuff, again, just go to tornfreak.com. Look at this. This one had me cracking up. Fake U.S. Copyright Office sends takedown notices to Google. We'll see how far that goes. Yep. I'll let you guys go through that guy. There's a lot of information here, guys. There's a lot of information here. So make sure you guys do check that out. Let me know what you guys think. I want to win that lawnmower. I'm not getting rid of my lawnmower. What happens? Oh, here we go. Look who's in the house. What's up, Next Level? I think Next Level's trying to figure out something. What's cracking, dude?
Hold on. My sound just kicked in.
There you go.
Yeah, I can hear you now. How you guys doing?
We're going. We are going. Looks like a beautiful day in the neighborhood over there.
Yeah. Well, let me switch my camera around. Where is it? I think it is this one.
There you go. Nice view of the water. Are you going to jump in?
I'm not going to jump in. All the water would jump out if I jumped in.
All the water. Oh, man. The sun is brighter in Canada. Well, they are further up, closer to the ozone layer, I think, maybe. Your guys' elevation is higher than most people, right?
It depends on what you're smoking. I think.
Touché.
Isn't that how it works?
Touché.
Oh man, so busy, man. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. What do you guys been talking about? What did I miss?
Oh, filing shut down by Ace.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, come on. We knew that was coming.
There's a couple statements from Ace
that
we shared and we talked about. It's a couple things that you know, we kind of had a lot of hunches on stuff, but a lot of things have just come to light and has been confirmed, and a lot of stuff happened literally like yesterday.
And here's the thing though, right? There's a lot of legitimate arguments that could be made to quote unquote say filing, but who are you going to argue to? Who are you going to cry to? Who cares? It's done.
Yeah.
Right. Cause technically filing is the same thing as downloader. Right. So if you're gonna shut down FileLink, why aren't you shutting down Downloader? Right.
So I have a theory. I think what happened was, I think the people at FileLink might have just gotten over it, the whole thing.
Uh huh.
They are saying that their stuff was found in Germany, in Europe, and you know, Europe's laws and regulations are way different.
Right. Yeah. Downloader, I knew the dev was there.
Yeah. Downloader is in the States, I'm assuming. I don't want to be specific on Downloader, so I don't want to assume nothing, but this is,
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure too. But here, yeah. But here's the thing is the easiest way to shut the whole thing down where the number one thing to use was FileLinked is saying, hey, what if we gave you $100,000 and you shut the whole thing down, dude? Or what if we said, hey, here's $1 million and you shut it down?
It could have gone a lot of different ways. I can tell you $100,000 probably wouldn't be enough because they were making a killing through sponsorships and affiliate deals.
Mm-hmm.
So if they did go that route, it would have to be more than $100,000.
Yeah.
Like I've talked to the developer. I've talked to people very close to the developer. I've seen some, well, I've heard, I'm going to say quote unquote rumors of numbers of what they were making on sales, and $100,000 wouldn't be enough.
Yeah.
Now that also kind of irked me as like a, I guess this is a little bit real and uncut, but as a following store owner that had a lot of traffic that wasn't getting any piece of that pie, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's kind of another reason why I kind of took a step back. I'm like, I'm putting in all this work and I'm not getting any traffic revenue. I'm not looking for, you know, people to pay a sponsorship to access a store, but traffic revenue is where money comes from. Like a lot of people would access FileLink. You didn't have to pay anything, but there is traffic revenue, everything, like everywhere on the internet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that, you know, it would be cool if these places offered a way for store owners to earn, if not total traffic revenue, a portion of the traffic revenue.
Yeah.
I think that would be dope.
619, we're not saying that they got paid. We don't know what actually happened, but what we're saying is so his comment is, why would they give them money to shut them down? They just shut them down by force. Here's the thing. FileLink wasn't hosting anything to begin with.
Right.
So just like Downloader, they're not hosting anything to begin with. So they can say, hey, here's a DMCA takedown notice. Here's a cease and desist takedown notice. Here's this. When you go to court and they say, hey, you were providing a gateway for XYZ, arguments could be like, what about Google? Google's a gateway.
Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like if they were paid, though, they wouldn't post an ACE shutdown notice on their website. They would just disappear.
Well, no, here's the thing. I'll argue with you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
If they got paid and said, hey, we're paying you to shut it down.
Right.
Wouldn't it make sense for ACE to say, give us now your old URL and then have it redirect to ACE's do not do this or you're going to get in trouble to scare everybody who use FileLinked.
Right. I mean, I could see that. It all depends on what the terms and conditions of the payout is if they were to go that route. I just know, sense. as a business owner, I'd be like, if you're paying me to shut down, you ain't dragging my name through the mud while you do it. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm buying you out. Here's money. You need to give me your stuff.
Hey, if they are taking over the domains, then they can post whatever they want after that point, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Like they don't have to agree to it.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's your money. Shutting it down. Give me your thing. Peace out. You know what I mean? So we're just saying this is all hypothetical.
Hypotheticals. Because it all started because I said, you know, there's a lot of arguments to be made to keep FileLink active and not shut down, right? But who are you going to argue to? Realistically, what are you going to go to ACE and be like, hey, yo, this is a legitimate service? It's like, you know, fire is legitimate, but people do arson with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Look at this. Blacktop. Drag my name through the mud if the price is right. And that's the thing. Oh, here you go. Tinfoil hats for everyone.
There you go, man.
You just never know. And Sugar and Sharon says she wants you to apologize. She's like, take it back, Next Level.
What did I do?
You're talking smack about FileLink.
Oh, okay. I'm not talking smack. I like to think I'm a realist, right? I look at every single situation and I'm like, what are the possibilities of what could happen, why it happened? You know, nothing we say is, you know, 100% legitimate, because there's this community we all know is quote unquote the gray area, right? So there's so much that is not said in general. And there's a lot of things that are said behind the scenes. So nobody ever really knows what's really going on. The only for sure thing is when something gets shut down, more things come up. And we see now, it all the time.
Exactly what you just said. Lawrence is asking, what happens if more APKs get shut down? Well, here's the thing. It's Terrarium, the biggest one of them all, the most popular, like super consistent, gets shut down. All of a sudden, a grip ton popped up out of nowhere. All these clones, some originals, and next thing you know, TV Zion gets shut down. So then what happens? Same cycle again. The thing is, they're never going to be able to shut it all down. There's always going to be a way to do it. Like literally, if you look at LimeWire or Napster, if you look at some of these ways to torrent music way back in the day, that never went fully away. What they did was they took some big ones out, blasted it all over the news. Everybody freaked out. And all of a sudden, you don't hear these type of videos anymore.
But right there, I'm going to stop you right there, because I'm not disagreeing with you. What I'm saying is you have to be smarter than the people shutting it down, right? They shut down Napster, but then you can still get everything you want. You have to do what, right? Because you have to look other places. There's no more videos talking about those other places, but you can still get the stuff, right? We've been telling people on this platform how long that you have to start looking for this information outside of YouTube.
And that's the thing. YouTube's shutting it down.
Yep. And you know how many times people comment on my videos? Because I'm not going to lie, I'm still posting streaming related videos, right? But how many times people ask me a simple question and I'll respond with, did you ask this question in the Telegram group? Because am I going to start baiting myself out on my channel, on my group, on YouTube for the public to see and for my channel to be shut down or flagged or get strikes or whatever? Right? People have to be smarter than that. They have to move over to groups like Telegram, move over to Discord, move over to websites and forums. So people have to think about the consequences of continuously promoting the platforms and posting the content that's not acceptable on it, right? If the community moves over to another platform and, you know, we stop promoting how many views that we're getting to things like the K app and everything else, and we're able to actually transition somewhere else, right? Because, okay, here, what's the most common thing we say when people mention Rumble?
It's not YouTube.
It's not YouTube. Why?
They don't have the traffic.
The traffic, right? It's the traffic that drives the content.
Did you hear what I said earlier, though? I know you're busy.
Because
they brought that up earlier. We had this discussion. Here's the thing about Rumble. If everybody goes over there and CocoScope, doesn't matter where they go to, bubblegum, they call it peanut butter and jelly. If everyone goes over there and says the best Filelink replacement or how to download free music or how to get Cyberpunk for free, whatever it is, the thing is that there's going to be people constantly searching for that stuff. And if you put that in Google search, not through YouTube, ranked.
That's right.
You could, it says videos. There's a videos tab and that will direct any video around the world. And what's going to happen is eventually the traffic will never be the same like it is on YouTube, but because of Google search, the traffic will get there and we'll find it.
Listen, here's a prime example. How many times have you guys typed in something into Google and it gives you that little warning at the bottom that says some search results are not listed because of DMCA?
Exactly. Yep. And Shrink Insurance says to take it back because you said they should remove Downloader.
I didn't say that. I didn't say it. I said it's technically the same thing.
They might as well take it down.
Oh, my God.
He wants an apology, damn it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to take away Downloader. I was just throwing out examples and situations and scenarios, right? I was just saying that Downloader is a legitimate program just the same way that Filelink is, right?
Now, here's the thing. So what does NWA have to do with this? Oh, the Murphys. What's up, man? So, okay. There is one way they can stop this. And they actually did something just recently to stop something else. But there is one way to stop this whole thing. If you guys have, if you guys want to guess how to stop it, post it in the comment section. I'll give you guys about a minute. I'll next level. Do you have any ideas how they could possibly stop this thing? Or do you want to wait until the comments come in?
Are you talking about stopping Ace?
No, stopping third party streaming. Like stopping, if you want to be very specific, I'll spell it out. How to stop digital bypassing content. How to stop that?
They would have to. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to wait until the questions come in, and then we'll talk about it.
I have a way how to do it. Post the links, change the law, take away unknown sources, go to the app sources, or bring a law. Yeah, post your comments, whatever you guys think. Stop making YouTube videos about it. That wouldn't stop it. Next level, tell those people, hey, I'm working here. The people that are behind you, hey, I'm working here. Oh, man. The great world firewall. Rojas changed the system.
Living down here makes me want to have a boat, man.
Dude, get one. Okay. I have a way. I have the answer.
Tell us, Padawan.
Here we go. Here we go. So check this out.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s and 70s and 60s, shoot, maybe even before that, there was this big, huge boom with marijuana. It was maybe like, what, a couple years ago that they started to legalize weed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They started to legalize it. They even started making memes when freaking the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos went to the NFL championship game, and they called it, hey, two NFL teams, one from Seattle and one from Denver, are having a Super Bowl. And they had like a little weed thing coming out of the
right.
You know, so now what am I talking about with streaming? What does this mean for streaming? Simple. All of this stuff is already available out there for us if you pay a premium. The problem is the premium is too damn expensive.
This is true.
And what they're doing right now, they're taking a while to do this. What's happening is all these cable providers used to charge hundreds of dollars. You don't need that anymore. You could spend maybe 40, 50, 60 bucks, and you can get, and I'm going to use all legit stuff here. You can get Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN for what? $14? You can get all three of them for 14 bucks. Mm-hmm. You can get another app if you love sports called DAZN.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already taking care of your, like, most of your sports. I'm already taking care of some of your MMA, your family movies. Hulu has, like, everything. You could go and say, hey, you know what? Like, let's just say you want the NFL Sunday ticket. I know YouTube offers stuff like this. There's Sling that offers, like, a $20 package, I think, or $30 package for, like, all the football games. You could spend 60 bucks or less going through legit services. The problem, though, right now is a lot of these legit services are spreading way too thin.
100%. Yes, it's true. Because what they're turning these streaming services into, those cable packages now.
Yep.
So now they're just going to package you out, and then you're going to end up paying the same price that you used to.
Yeah. Now, here's the beauty part about this thing.
Right.
we are in a, I want to call this, we're in a threshold right now where all these cable companies used to pay all kinds of money. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of companies like Sling. I hate Sling, but there's companies that like Sling that says ditch cable and get this because it's going to be cheaper for you. You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars. You can pay $50 and get all kinds of channels.
Right.
So AT&T is doing it. There's a lot like YouTube is doing now too, where you can get their live TV. There's a lot of companies out there that are slowly going in this direction.
Right.
What needs to happen is let's just say Disney, because Disney, I think Disney's the closest than anybody is right now to doing this. Let's just say it's $14.99 right now to get the three apps. Hulu, which gives you a grip ton of movies and TV shows. ESPN, which gives you all the sports that you're going to want. And Disney, which gives you not just your kid-friendly stuff, but all the cartoons and stuff, but they also have Fox included. You got Marvel, Star Wars. You got the National Geographic. You got so much crap in there that you could watch for $14.99. If they could team up with several companies like cable or like Sling and say, hey, you know what?
You know,
for $14.99, you can get these three apps, but let's just say for $60, not only will you get these three apps, but you'll get all these channels to watch. That would be a killer deal if all of that was included. All legit. And right now, Disney has the best package. They are the cheapest in comparison to what you're getting. And if they could add live TV on that thing and get you like all the really big channels and stuff in there, hands down, like they'll kill it right now, you know?
I feel like if Disney bought out YouTube TV, they could do a better job, but they would be borderlining what's called a monopoly at that point, because it would just be like, what's the point of competition at that point, right? Because they could offer the same thing with all of the other packages you just mentioned with YouTube TV at like $70. They could. They have the power to do that.
They could, but it goes to the point where for them not to be a monopoly, they would have to fund some other companies, which means they own them anyway. But
right.
But the thing is, we have tons of cable companies and streaming companies that do live TV that some people will never like. Some people can care less about Marvel and Disney and Hulu. They'll be like Netflix over Hulu any day. You know, and some people will be like, I don't care about ESPN. I don't care about sports. I just want my Peppa Pig. You know what I'm saying? But like, here's a great one. Okay. And I'll ask this to anybody that's watching. Put down what's most important to you. Write that down in the comment, in one comment. And Murphy's on the GoPro. All I care about is auto racing and UFC. But you have kids too, so you probably want some of the kid stuff. But here's the nice thing about the kid stuff. You can find a lot of it on YouTube. A lot of it. There's some people here. Dr. Unk, all he cares about is sports.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because, like you were saying earlier, it's very spread out. And even the legit free stuff is getting very spread out, right? But there, it seems like as the years go on, it's getting a little tiny bit more centralized. Because you can find certain things, certain sports games, let's say, that are specifically right there on the home screen of your Fire TV stick for free, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're actually aired right on YouTube for free, like live, right? So you do have to do a little bit more research. But the problem, and here's a huge problem, right? Even though they're legit and free, even if you try to do research, if one of us try to make a YouTube video telling you legit free things, that video is still going to get a strike. How to watch NFL for free? You're going to tell me that I'm not going to get a strike for that, even though it's legitimate? Come on.
Yeah. But that's the thing. We can't really like post it out there.
Yeah. But you have to be able to do your research, right? And you have to be able to go outside of you to do that kind of research as well. So
what's up, Diamond Dave? He's like, better late than not at all. So check this out. Elias is saying they can do that, but they will lose millions of dollars. But here's that's the thing about it. They're already losing millions of dollars. That's why this whole thing is going crazy.
Right. You know, it's cost displacement, right? You either lose the millions of dollars of people bypassing certain things and you be petty and come after people telling people how to bypass it, or you be reasonable and find a logical solution that everybody can agree on.
Yep. Cyclone says, I care about my family and be on the streams. Yeah, see, if all you care about is movies, you could do Hulu. If all you care about TV series, same thing, Hulu. Cifo says pay-per-view, DAZN, DIY, and Hallmark. I think those are, you can probably go directly to their websites and get that stuff. Family stuff, like they're all this stuff that you guys are talking about is like easily accessible there, legit. Your TV, here's a new one that people don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Your TV comes with built-in web TV services like Sony and Samsung.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like it's funny because when my pops was here from Mexico, he was coming and visiting. He turned on the Samsung and then he found the TV there through Samsung and he was just searching. He's like, hey, some of these channels are like old school. I got some of the news here. Like there's a lot of like free stuff that you can get here, like from Samsung. I'm like, dude, that's true.
Yeah, it's true. Especially things that are a little bit older and their copyrights have fallen off because anybody can just stream them and that's still legit, right?
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's there. And there's all kinds of ways of doing it. The problem is with us as YouTubers, I think because YouTube is trying to figure out what's legal or not.
I don't think they're trying to figure out. They don't give a shit.
They don't give a shit. So they're kind of just red flagging everything that's that. But they are overturning stuff that is legit. We have to fight about it, but... They are, there's plenty of other YouTubers that have been fighting YouTube and said, dude, Pluto is freaking legit. You know, so they're like, oh, okay, let me reverse this.
Well, we also have to understand that we've been posting videos for how long of modified versions of legit applications, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, it's crazy. It's crazy. The thing is, right now, everybody just has to be very careful. There's all kinds of stuff. I think that there is a way to that everybody could be happy if and only if these guys, if like Disney or any of these companies just add something to it. Then cool. And some people will not like live TV. Like some people will be like, cool, this Disney deal is good if they add a live TV with YouTube, for example. But some people will be like, I don't want any of their crap.
You know what's crazy? Because a lot of people, instead of watching YouTube or TV, they watch YouTube now. YouTube is their TV, right? And we've talked about it on previous live streams that YouTube is so much more than what people think there is. If you start to go through those categories like entertainment and news, it actually gives you things that are very specific to your country and it gives you all of that live content for free.
Yeah. It's all there, guys. All teenagers I know don't watch TV. Everything is on demand. All teenagers are on TikTok. They're not, I don't know what they're doing. First, it was like, get off of the TV and go outside. Now they're outside on their phones.
Oh, my God. Everywhere you drive, you see them set up with the phone, and then they're doing these dances, and you're like, yeah, TikTok.
Yeah.
You imagine if someone from the past got a time machine, and they zipped to the future, and they saw all these people randomly standing around outside of buildings doing these things. They're like, okay, they're crazy in the future. Take me back to the past.
Yeah. Take me back. Yeah, it's just, I have, Murphy says, I've not paid for cable since I moved out of my parents' house 22 years ago. Yeah, and see that, like, way back then, like when YouTube was first coming out and all that stuff, there's just so much stuff to find. Vine. Oh my gosh. C-Flow saying Vine, dude. Before TikTok, there was Vine. I remember that. I'll be on YouTube all day, only watching a movie late at night. Yeah. And some people are on YouTube watching movies and TV shows because it's there.
It's there. Yeah. 100%.
So, man, so I gave a, like a 4 minute, whatever you guys want to talk about. And then we're now an hour and 25 minutes in.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
There you go. So, yeah. Okay. So we're going to wrap it up. How about this? We'll give you guys one more minute. Anything you guys want to throw in there before we start wrapping it up? But yeah, make sure you guys are subscribed to the channel. There's just so much stuff that we're doing. It's growing. So, and the other thing too is if you guys didn't know, we do have another channel called BS Clips. It's like little bite size of stuff that we've done in the past. So make sure you guys do check that out. We are taking a break from putting new content on there, but you can find a lot of our old stuff on there. And yeah, we'll get to that one eventually.
Yeah. So some of you guys already know, but this is moving week for me. So it's been tough juggling everything. So I showed up a little bit late today, but hey, I'm here. So it is what it is. And I see the comment. I can't see who said it right now, but they said that YouTube content creators are the new celebrities. So yeah, I'm a celebrity now.
You are. It's true. It's true. YouTube content creators are now it. Like, you know, this is what everybody's watching now, you know? Same thing with TikTok. TikTok is slowly getting into that realm also.
I think TikTok content creators, I think there's more of those that would be classified as celebrities than YouTube right now. I don't know. I just feel like because of the younger generation being such greater numbers than the older generation, and especially being on social media platforms, they've risen a lot of people on TikTok to these celebrity statuses. But yeah, there still is lots of celebrities on YouTube, but I feel like they're very seasoned and they're almost like in a different realm. Like people like Unbox Therapy, MKBHD, like these guys are so far into a YouTube celebrity realm that it goes past beyond that, because they've turned content creation into an actual company with like 20 to 50 employees. Like it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Nick says, I wonder if YouTube will start live TV. They've had that for quite a while now.
Long time. Yeah. Like what, 3-4 years now?
Yeah.
But it's country specific, so I think it's only in the US.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's very specific. Mm-hmm. Cool. Next level. Anything you got to say before we start wrapping it up?
Like I said a few minutes ago, it's moving week for me. I'm pretty busy this week and going into next week, just getting everything sorted, going back and forth between the places. So if you've tried to reach out to me, tried to message me, tried to comment on my YouTube videos, just be patient with me. The best place to reach out to me is through the groups in Telegram. It's just the easiest way to get a hold of the information, or for me, or for whatever else. Like I always say, guys, make sure that you are continuously following us on everything we do on all the different platforms. If it's on the podcast platform, make sure that you're leaving those reviews, because it does help other people like yourself find the content. Make sure you check us out on YouTube, on Beyond the Streams. Give us a like, share the content, and leave us a comment as well, and let us know what part of the conversation that you're enjoying. The live streams happen every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Rojas just said, we also have the BS Clips channel, which is small, bite-sized clips of the conversations. So thank you guys again, and we appreciate all you guys.
The next level.
Some next level-ish right there. So, yeah. 619OTA, come back every Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you guys do come back here. And sometimes we go on a little bit early. Sometimes we might do a random live show. So as Next Level said, make sure you guys are subscribed to the channel. Turn on the bell notification so that way you guys are notified. wash that ass, like Trooper says all the time. But Elias says, go Steelers. Hey, anybody? Okay, so whoever is in the football league, we carry the football league, you're all going down. But anyway, yeah, appreciate you guys for coming by. You guys are great. Make sure you guys do hit that thumbs up. And yeah, stay tuned to the next episode, because you never know what we're going to be doing or what the hell we're going to be talking about. And we'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace out.